We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
Tries to win it. KU wins. The Missouri Tigers and the Kansas City Hawks.
Welcome, everybody, to the Border War podcast on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by 360 Vodka. I'm Jarrett Sutton, and I am joined by the birthday boy, Mr. Jeff Hawkins. He turns 40 today. Jeff, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
How's the day been? How's the celebration been going?
I've been going good. You know, after high school practice today, family went out with the kids and the wife. We went to Cheesecake Factory, so... all was well with that, you know. Everybody got to pick their piece of cheesecake. We're here now.
Cheesecake Factory is a win, man. It's always
a win. Yeah, it is. You know, I'm just trying to figure out how to, you know, what happened between 39 and 40 so fast, because mentally I'm trying to figure that out. But I'm good. Just again, blessed to be able to live to 40, man, and talk some college basketball.
Hey, I know I've said this, but I got to say it again. For 40, you look like you could still play, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're right. That's
what it's got to be, man. I know. I get it. You're still running up and down with your guys. Come on now.
We'll go with that.
Jeff, let's start off with the win. Kansas starts the year against Omaha. They get a dub. Good win. And you know, guys that are going to be catalysts for this team played well. Grady Dick, Jalen Wilson, DeJuan, those guys really played well. Kevin as well in his first action in a KU uniform at Allen Fieldhouse thought played well. Yeah. What's your overall takeaways from Kansas' first win?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was a really great win. And, you know, from two parts, you know, obviously you have, I thought it was a really great win for them. Just as far as getting some momentum, it's a new team. Guys are trying to figure out who's going to do what. Obviously, I think we know that Grady Dick is legit and he's real. And I think if he can continue to play with that free mind, and you know, he shot a couple shots with a defender right in his face. So you know, being able to see him take some of those shots, being a freshman, no fear, really believing into a shot, was pretty cool to watch. You know, DeJuan Harris, I think he will always be the unsung hero when you talk about the Jayhawks, but just what he does for that team, getting them off in the right start, you know, 8 assists, 1 turnover. That's a really great ratio. He played 33 minutes. So, I mean, he was just pretty much the captain and controlled the game. And, you know what you're going to get out of him. But another guy I was really impressed with was Jalen Wilson. You know, obviously put in a double-double, was three assists away from a triple-double. I think he's starting to figure it out. The maturity is there. He got a little bit of taste of a national championship, came back. And I think he's really in a mindset that he wants to repeat, and he wants to bring some of these young guys along with them to help get them an experience that he had experienced last year with the national championship. So I think overall really good for these guys, obviously. And I missed Bobby Pettifer. He did a really good job as well, too. 6 for 7 from the field. He's been itching to get on the court for a year now. So it's good to see him getting out there and having a little success. But I think overall really good. They didn't, get too crazy deep into the bench last game. So it'll be interesting to see how some other guys like Zuby, Zach Clements, see how these guys develop over the course of the season.
Yep. One of the things that I think going into college basketball season is this freshman class is deep with talent. There are a lot of freshmen, and Grady Dick is one of those. And I thought for first game in Allen Fieldhouse, and he's a Kansas kid, to come in and go 9 of 13 from the field and 4 of 6 from three. I mean, that's big. That is fearless.
That's fearless, man.
That's tough to do. I don't think people realize. I mean, like, Allen Fieldhouse, Kansas, off a national championship. You're a talented freshman. Like, living up to expectations right out of the gate is tough for any freshman. And for him to come in and shoot the ball, and just seeing Grady play before, I mean, he's got such a quick release. When you're a defender, you can't be late with him at
all.
That's
what surprised me.
You have to find – yeah, he can really – now, the thing is you know, I think he's a better athlete than he gets credit for a little. I think he's got great verticality. As all freshmen do, they struggle on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Grady,
he needs to get better defense. He needs to get better
defense. Grady can go rebound. I think it stems from the fact that I think Grady can do it. One, I think he's fully capable. I think he's that good. I think he's that talented. And I think he doesn't want to be labeled as just a shooter, but that is his elite skill. That's what he does. But I think just a great start for him. And look, Bill Self has said it. The coaches have said it. He's got to be aggressive for them. I mean, he's got to find his shot. He's too good of a shooter. You have to have his production. He's got to find his shots. And I think the ability to make contested shots, that's something Grady Dick's going to be able to do, I think. So it's a great, great first start from him. And then I'll piggyback Jalen Wilson. You know I'm a Jalen fan.
Yeah.
But when I looked at his box score and saw the 7 assists to 2 turnovers, I mean, he's going to take his game to the next
turnovers.
Level.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a great night. The score, you know, he hit threes. He got to the free throw, hit a couple free throws.
Yeah.
He just had a Jalen Wilson performance that you want, you know, where he can really impact the game in a variety of ways. And I think Kansas fans should be excited. They're probably going to see a different Jalen Wilson this year.
Yeah, they will.
Yep.
I believe so.
Let's talk about some of the team stats that I thought really jumped out. And you talk about DeJuan.
Yeah.
You know, he sets the tone, right? Yeah. But I was looking through for Kansas to have 24 assists to 9 turnovers. That's a great start right out of the gate. You can see a lot of sloppy basketball in game one, and that means guys trying to go make plays. They turn the ball over, unforced turnovers. To have just 9 turnovers, it's a great sign, especially with 24 assists. Rebounding production was great. They're plus, I believe it was 15 on the glass, which is great for them. Those key areas. And then you talk about 8 steals and 5 blocks. So, again, setting the tone on the defensive side of the ball, and I know it's – you know, these are tune-up games for obviously Champions Classic. That's where everybody's circling. But this is what you want to see in your stat sheet game one in a game that you should take care of business. Your guys that are going to be catalysts play well. And as a team, and especially with, you know, Coach Self not being there, you know, I think that's another big piece of this win for Kansas.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of Kansas fans, you know, are out there thinking, you know, what is this team going to look like? Without Coach Self, you know, even coming after some of, you know, they had a slow start, you know, in one of the exhibition games, you know, just, you know, still trying to figure things out. But I think that, you know, they're starting to believe that this is still, Coach Self's not there, but this is still a system. And he doesn't have to be there for the system to still run. And I think, you know, Coach Norm is doing a really great job with the squad and trying to keep them up to par with how Coach Self does things. But I mean, if you're a Jayhawk fan, or if you've been on the coaching staff, you have to be pretty pleased, you know, with them shooting almost 41% from the three, you know, it's going to show that guys can fill it up from the three and stretch the D, which is going to allow that drive to transpire and open up. So, I mean, some good things on that. And when, you know, when you can have plus 15 rebounds, like you talked about, you can win the assist battle and get plus 20 assists. I mean, that means the ball's not sticking. It's moving around. Guys are sharing the ball, not caring who really scores the bucket, just trying to get a teammate a bucket. And getting after it on the defensive end with the steals and being active on the defensive end with the blocks, that's always good to see. And I know a big stat that Coach Self and his staff really, really want to do each game is stay under 10 assists. So, or excuse me, 10 turnovers. So for them to have 9 turnovers, you know, I think they checked a lot of the boxes in which they like. But, you know, some other things that, you know, they can obviously get better on defensive rotations. And that's just going to come as time comes with some of these young guys and just as far as that overall intensity on the defensive end. But overall, good first game. It's going to be fun to see how they continue to improve and play against better competition moving forward.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back here on the Board of War podcast.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome back to the Border War podcast. We're presented by 360 Vodka here on the Kansas City Sports Network. Jeff, I did want to hit on Bobby Pettiford. We talked about him a little bit. You know, it's a guy that was part of the national championship team. He's a returner. Obviously, his role is going to be completely different this year. I look at his minutes, and we talked about efficient, 6 of 7 from the field, hit a three, had a couple of assists. It's a good night for Bobby Pettiford. You got to see him last year. You've seen him practice this year, and I think Bobby Pettiford has a chance to be a really solid piece.
I think he's
tough. I think he's talented. Where are you at with Bobby and the impact that he can make with this team?
Yeah, you know, I think Bobby fits the, you know, the perfect prototype for Coach Self guard that he looks for. You know, you mentioned the toughness, his quickness, his ability to get to the rim, to be able to get paint touches, and just his ability on the defensive end. I think Bobby is gonna be very great for the Jayhawks. He just hadn't had his chance. He's been injured. And I know Coach Self has been really high on him the last month or so with just his overall production as far as practice. So I think Bobby's a guy, if he can continue to come in with just this minimum amount of production, I think it's going to help the Jayhawks so much because, again, that's just another guy that you have to add to that scout report to say watch out for, and we want to make sure this guy gets under what he averages and try to get them out of rhythm. But I think Bobby's going to continue to grow as long as he can stay healthy, and I think that's his biggest thing is making sure that he's healthy so that he can be productive on the court. But I expect Bobby to have a really solid year. he didn't get to play, but you can kind of look at him as if, you know, he knows what's going on because he's been in practice. He's been around, just didn't get the opportunity to play. So it's going to be interesting to see how Bobby develops throughout the season.
No question. I think another big thing that I was looking at just in the box score, Kansas only committed 13 fouls the other night. That means they're defending without fouling. That's solid. And again, to kind of have the defensive, you know, output where you hold a team to 33 and then 31 in consecutive halves, that's consistent. Kansas is always their bread and butter, as you know, yeah. defensive side of the ball. You know, yeah. there's going to be games where you don't play well offensively. There's going to be games where shots don't go in. But Kansas always, always, always has held their hat on consistent defense, consistent yeah. defense, consistent defense. For game one, it's a great sign. You got this, you know, steals, blocks. We talked about rebounding was great. Didn't foul a lot. And you hold teams in that 30-point mark. And I know it's Omaha, but it's still that's a good sign yeah. for your first game.
Yeah, and you mentioned it best. When you can, you know, Coach Self's going to make sure – I mean, you're not playing if you're not guarding in a Coach Self system. So you're going to have to guard while you're playing. But the biggest thing is with Coach Self, and I think with you, that stood out the most to me is when you can play – and I think this is just coaching – all coaches want this – to be able to play aggressively without fouling. You know, there's a lot of teams that play they got the guys, they got the quickness, but they just can't stop fouling. But when you can play, have great pressure and play without fouling, that's a skill. So if that's something that they can continue to build on, again, Omaha, not the best talent, probably not the best athletes, will not be the best athletes, will not be the best athletes they'll face. But if they can get that locked in, that they can play without fouling while putting pressure on the opposing team, this is going to be a fun team to watch over time.
No question. They get North Dakota State next Thursday night, tomorrow night. And North Dakota State just played at Arkansas. They lost by 18 against a really talented Arkansas team. They got a couple guys that can score it. Nelson and Skunberg are the yeah. two guys that are pretty good players. But my question for you is, you know, this is one more game before Champions Classic. And so the schedule is a little different in just yeah. kind of how it starts out. You know, yeah. you get a couple games and, you know, I don't want to call trap games, right? But you've been in these situations yeah. as a player yeah. and as a coach where you know what's coming. You know the big dog is next, you know. And I think it's a great opportunity for Coach Roberts, who's been in, yeah. you know, so many games. He's been a head coach himself.
Yeah,
it's a great opportunity for him, too, to get yeah. this team locked in, focused, take care of business and the job and the task at hand. Because as we saw opening night, there's all these games that are down to the wire, teams that you wouldn't think would be in games or in games. I mean, we see this all the time. It's what makes college basketball great, yep. let's be honest. And it's your first few games. There's going to be yeah. some bumps in the road starting out. So how if you're in Coach Roberts' shoes, you know, I think number one, a great start of just what they showed against Omaha. How do you continue to build on that against probably a little bit of a better team in North Dakota State coming in?
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, my message would be to those guys, I think it'd be, you know, a similar message that, you know, Coach Self would probably say, a similar message that probably Coach Rob is saying. You know, I've been in some of those game time speeches with, you know, with Coach Rob had the floor and, you know, he got guys going. But I think the biggest thing for them is just to make sure that, again, you kind of talked about it, not looking at the name who you're playing, but just looking at the opponent across from you and just giving 100% effort. Doesn't matter who we're playing, because if these guys can, you know, find a way to give 100% effort, be locked in, be coachable, listen to the coach, what they want to execute in the game plan, then that's going to prepare them for that Duke game. In the classic, but if they're looking at this like, you know, we got North Dakota State next, so I mean, and they're looking past that, I think that's just an opportunity to where, you know, they're limited themselves to get the best that they can out of themselves. And I know that I believe 100% that that's not going to be the case, but I think that needs to be the message is, you know, treat this game like it's the last game and treat this next opponent like they are about to come in here and kick your butt. And I think that's, if they can keep that mindset, that is going to allow them to prepare themselves to be ready for Duke. Now, North Dakota State and Duke, obviously that is a different It's a different level. It could be a different level of coaching. It can be a different level of players and personnel. But it's all about the mindset. You know, it's just about the Jayhawks adapting that mindset, that tough mindset that every time they step out on the court, no matter who they're playing, they're going to give it 110%.
And as you know, this team is different than last year's team when there's guys that are earning minutes. I mean, there are minutes to be earned, I should say.
Yes.
And so I think this is a game where those guys that are coming off the bench, it's a way to earn trust, I think, with Coach Roberts and the coaches that are going to be coaching that game. Because you're going to go into Duke, the Duke game and the Champions Cup, it's going to be a different atmosphere, different mindset.
Yeah.
It'll be a different emotion, a different adrenaline. Yeah. You got the first one. You got to feel that Allen Fieldhouse energy. Yeah. That's always going to be there. So that's a good thing. But I think there's a level of earning that trust of guys that are going to be in the rotation down, as we continue to build. Even after Duke, there's still games where you're going to have an opportunity to really find out who's going to be in your rotation. But I look at it as a great opportunity for guys before this Champions Classic to try to submit themselves of, hey, I deserve some minutes in this game. I can help us in some way. I think that's the mentality too.
Yeah, it needs to be because
those
guys with that mindset is going to allow them to prepare themselves for no matter what game may come in the future.
Yep. Jeff, I'm going to let you get a few more minutes of your birthday celebration.
All right.
Out of the way, man. We'll chat next week. We'll be talking Champions Classic. It's here. I love Champions Classic. I know it's such an exciting time for college basketball fans. It's a chance to see the Blue Bloods right out of the gate. So we'll be talking next week about this North Dakota State game and then the Champions Classic.
Hey, you bet, man. I always have a good one.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. All right.